T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, as you heard Melinda with Marty Griffin just moments ago, breaking news. And, you know, I was on the air early today and also blogging about this late last night when the verdict came in. And the thing that I was really happy about, at least it seemed for now, a lot of cool heads were prevailing in and around the region. And that really was a sign of hope. And I guess I kind of thought and spoke too soon today. And Marty, of course, because of him knowing so many people in this region, because he's been doing it at such a high level, being a reporter and a radio talk show host, he had a chance to talk to Patrick Tomasi, who, of course, defense attorney Michael Rosfeld, East Pittsburgh police officer acquitted in the Antoine Rose case. A jury came in with that verdict late last night. And now there is word that his office was targeted, and he is under 24-hour guard, and he's very shook up. And one of the things that Marty told Melinda moments ago, so shook up, that this longtime defense attorney with an impeccable reputation is thinking maybe it's time to retire. And I think that alone, Marty Griffin, as he rejoins us now on KDK Radio, should give everybody an understanding and an idea how shook up Mr. Tomasi is. Good morning.
Well, it's despicable, Rob. You know, my heart aches. First of all, Rob, you know Pat as well as I do. He's a legend. He's an icon. He defends people for a living. He's defended, and look, this immediately gets into racial issues, but he's defended thousands and thousands of African-American clients. It's just the truth. And he has saved them from prison time, and along with white clients. And, you know, these guys, you know, you think, well, they're highly paid and all this stuff, but, well, let's be honest here, man. This is serious stuff. I mean, now you're talking about your life, your livelihood. He's on the phone with his employees this morning saying, you know, we got to rethink where we're working, going back to work. His office is shot up. I mean, what is that, Rob? I mean, what kind of message does that send? So you defended a client, which this is what these guys do, Rob, right?
Right.
I mean, this is what they do for a living. They take on these cases. And, you know, he did it because he's good at it. And this is what he's done for, what, 40 years, 40-plus years at a very, very high level. And now he has to worry about his life being threatened? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me about this?
But you can't say that you're shocked by this, though, right, Marty? I mean, with everything... No. I mean, this has kind of become a part of our daily headlines, right?
Well, and here's what really troubles me. And, you know, I'm not going to get into details of this, but... The judge in the case, several police at his house. And this is the world we're living in, Rob? So you, how the hell, and I'm so angry about this because I know both of them very well, how the hell is this justice in America that because it doesn't go someone's way, because it doesn't work out the way somebody wanted it to work out, your way of making your point is to shoot up the judge's house? Look, I apologize. To shoot up the attorney's house in the case? Are you kidding me? Rob, is this the world we're living in?
So was it his office or his house?
His office.
Okay. All right, that's what I thought. Listen.
His office.
Here's what really bothers me. I mean, you heard we had a clip earlier with Melissa and Patrick Tomasi saying that many times Michael Rosfeld said, look, this had race nothing to do with it. I was just doing what I was trained to do. And in my mind, I don't think he was looking at him as a black individual. I think he was looking at him as a threat and someone who he believed had committed this heinous crime as far as, you know, the shooter in this drive-by, and there was an armed robbery involved. So here was someone that was fleeing a situation, and he was just doing what he was trained to do. So you got to believe, Patrick, because of his reputation, that this guy, there wasn't race involved as far as his point of view is concerned. So that's what makes it equally even more sad if this incident was based on race that happened at his office last night.
Look, Rob, you and me are good friends, and we've gone down the road together, and we know how this stuff plays out, but we're not going to retry this case.
No.
You know, the attorney took on this case. He got a not guilty verdict. In fact, he's adamant about this. He says this never should have ever, there never should have been charges filed. He blames it on the district attorney. But regardless, Rob, he took on an impossible mission for Matty, and he won. He's not gloating. He's not gleeful over this. The young man is dead. You know, I feel so much pain for Antoine Rose's mother.
Yes.
My gosh, Rob. But I guarantee you this, Rob. I guarantee you this. Antoine Rose's mother does not want something like this. And God bless the people of Pittsburgh, because I think you nailed it, Rob. Overnight, no incidents. Peaceful demonstrations, which I am highly supportive of. I'm an advocate for that. I think it's wonderful that people are outspoken and they want their voice to be heard. But to imagine that now somebody decides to shoot up Pat Tomasi's Monroeville office, which is where they did it, to what? What's the message they're sending, Rob? What is that message? That what? You did your job, Pat, and as a result, we're going to shoot up your office? And he seriously told me, I don't know Marty anymore. This is one of these things that makes you want to think about retirement.
But see, what it does, though, and whether they're white, black, or whomever, but it's that thug mentality that once again rears its ugly face.
Right.
So you have more people saying, well, police are justified and they need to do more of this. So they're not doing anything to really defend the case of the life of this young man who was taken away too soon. They're actually hurting the cause of future incidents like this.
Well, Rob, you nailed it again. I mean, what it does is the great divide gets greater, right? Because here's what will happen now. Folks who believe that what you just said will say, see, we told you. This is what, quote, end quote, they will do in these circumstances. I don't feel that way. You don't feel that way. But it further divides and alienates people from each other in this region and in this country by sending this ugly, ugly message that the only way to respond to a verdict. By the way, Rob, a jury from outside of Allegheny County, unanimous verdict. And look, I don't know the intricacies of the law. I never even pretend or purport to know it. But I do know the verdict. And by the way, Rob, as has been stated many, many times, these are very difficult cases. And only 9% of the cases, Rob, where police officers are brought up on similar charges, is there a conviction. And is that justice? I don't know. I'm just stating facts for you. Mm-hmm. But for folks like Yassir X, who's a friend of mine, who's an activist, he says the system has to change. And that young man who I greatly admire says many times in our show, he hates and is upset and ridiculously angry that anyone would react in a violent way to this. He says, create change within the system. Change the jury system. Change the indictment system. Change the system so that there's more fairness and equity towards folks involved in these sorts of shootings rather than act out this way. This thing's going to evolve, Rob, as you know. It's evolving rapidly. It'll be interesting to see if the feds get involved. It'll be interesting to see. I know Monroeville police are involved. I know there's security at both the office and the house of Pat Tomasi. And Pat Tomasi's a warrior, but he shook up. His wife is out of town, thank God. But it rattles you, Rob. I know it rattles me.
It
makes me sad, too, my man.
Rattles me. I'm going to leave you with this. Here's the thing. I'm talking about the future, the next generation. Think about someone who may have been considering for years to be in law enforcement. They have to be rethinking it. And now when you have people who literally are making the wheels of justice turn at a high level like Pat, with them considering retiring, what does this say for the young law student at Duquesne or at Pitt thinking, is this really the route that I want to go?
I take this case?
No.
Is it worth jeopardizing my family or my business over? My employees, would you feel safe parking in that parking lot on a Monday morning? I don't know. I don't think so.
This is the same type of stuff that happened back in the Roaring Twenties when people like Capone were running the country. That was fear tactics, and they would do stuff like this. And you know what? It wasn't a good time then, and you think we have come a long way since then, but this story is an indication that we haven't, Marty.
I agree, Rob.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, my man.
Good stuff. Marty Griffin, I want to get your thoughts on this. Patrick Tomasi, a famed criminal defense attorney, this story being broke by Marty just a few minutes ago, and we were lucky enough to get him on for a segment, saying that his office was shot up overnight, and he was the defense attorney of Michael Rosfeld, who was acquitted. He faced a single count of homicide that gave the jury the option of convicting him of first, second, or third degree murder, voluntary manslaughter, or involuntary manslaughter. Your phone calls, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com, or you can text me on the Right Automotive Line, the best deal in town.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.